It's News and Views. It's City Desk, a special program of what's happening in Biloxi and being broadcast from Biloxi City Hall. And now our host for today's program, the Public Affairs Specialist for the City of Biloxi, Celia Dobbs-Walton. Good morning.
Good morning, Will. Good morning, William. We are recording this podcast on Thursday, June the 14th at 10:10 a.m. at Biloxi City Hall. We have a couple guests with us today, but first we're going to go over a little bit of information. I overstepped. As you might have noticed, Vincent Krill is not speaking on this podcast today because he is out on vacation. He's on out of the country, actually. Well-deserved vacation. The man
close
hardly...
Close the borders.
Yeah, close the borders. He's on some kind of metaphysical journey. I got you.
The man is very busy and he never takes holidays or vacation, so it's well-deserved. But let me go ahead and recap a little bit real quick of what's been going on this week. It's always busy at the city of Biloxi. But this week we had our Biloxi City Council meeting on Tuesday. We usually have them the first, third, and fourth Tuesday of every month. This month is the first, second, and third Tuesday of every month because the last week of June, we're going to have our Mississippi Municipal League Conference. This is a conference for, of course, all the municipalities to get together and learn a little bit more about city government. So during this city council meeting, you know, it was a brief city council meeting, you know, with a number of agenda items, over two dozen that city council saw. We also had this week the Father of the Year. The Biloxi Lions Club held its annual Father of the Year luncheon on Wednesday afternoon at the Biloxi Yacht Club, where Mayor Andrew Fofo-Gillage presented Clayton Stauder with the Mark Bohanovich Father of the Year proclamation. We also had our Biloxi Cemetery Tours. They received a Heritage Award, and this is an award-winning event anyway. They give tours usually in the fall of every year at the Biloxi Cemetery, where we and actors just kind of tell the history of Biloxi. And this year they have received the 2018 Heritage Award for Preservation Education. The group, the Preserve Biloxi group, is a group of people that put it on, and they were very proud to have this award, as were the city of Biloxi, because, as you know, especially through Mayor Gillage, we really do value our history in Biloxi. Now we're going to go ahead and get on to some of our guests. Our first guest is Cliff Kirkland. He's our Civic Innovation and Development Officer with the city of Biloxi, but we have a big event coming up tomorrow, actually, and this will be the third year to hold this event. Tell us a little bit about that, Cliff. Welcome.
Well, it's Saints Day in Biloxi again. This will be our third year. The event kicks off tomorrow morning with a golf tournament at Fallen Oak involving about 20 current Saints Hall of Famers who are in town for the event and three current Saints players, starters, place kicker Will Lutz, defensive lineman Daniel Onyemata, and center Zach Wood. They'll all be here. The event involves a scramble golf tournament at Fallen Oak, the course that defines the Gulf Coast right now in golf. Also, there'll be a kids' experience free to all children at the stadium, MGM Park, starting at 3 o'clock tomorrow, 3 to 5. And as part of that program, there will be a safety clinic held for parents of children. These clinics will be conducted by the New Orleans Saints and New Orleans Pelicans staff members.
This is a very exciting event, and I know you get excited about it every single year, putting it together. Give some personal insights about it.
Well, the best part is dealing with some of the players that we all know from the history of the Saints who are in their Hall of Fame. We also have two players this year who are members of the NFL Hall of Fame, the only two Saints players so designated, and that's Ricky Jackson and Willie Rofe. And Willie Rofe will be here for the first time in the 3 years that we've had this event. Just visiting with those players, listening to some of their stories, it's amazing, and how down to earth they are and happy they are to be here and participate in this event. So that's great. But this year, one of my favorite things is the fact that we have a free children's event. We've had to charge in the past to help defray some of the costs, but we got some sponsors this year, including the Saints themselves. So we're going to have a large crowd of kids there. They're going to enjoy themselves. And then that night, we'll have the Shuckers game. They're right now three games in first place. As the end of the first half of the season comes this Sunday, they have a chance to secure a playoff spot. So it's pretty exciting there. On top of that, we'll have the Saints players at the stadium signing autographs, Saints alumni. And 100 of the kids who attend the kids camp tomorrow afternoon will be given free tickets to the baseball game that night.
Wow.
This is a great event. Excited. We've always had a really good turnout, especially with it being free this year. No telling what kind of turnout we're going to have. And I hate to be a downer, but what are we going to do about the weather if it rains?
There's never a problem with weather here. We endure.
Yes.
If we can deal with Vincent Creel on a regular basis, we can deal with weather.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, all that information is on our website at Biloxi.ms.us. And if anybody has any questions or if anybody wants to get in touch with you, Cliff, let them know how they can do that.
They can reach me at my email address, which is ckirkland@biloxi.ms.us, or they can also call Main Street Biloxi, which is helping us put on these events.
And their number is 228-435-6339. Thank you very much, Cliff.
Thank you.
Okay, now we're going to turn it over to our next guests. We actually have two Biloxi police officers that are with us, joining us today. They competed in an event, the 17th Annual National Law Fit Challenge, and they actually placed. First of all, I want to go ahead and introduce our first guest. Kara, pronounce your last name for me.
Muirhead. Officer Muirhead, Kara Muirhead.
Okay. And first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been with the Biloxi Police Department.
I've been with the Biloxi Police Department for almost 2.5 years. I've been in law enforcement since 2011, and I've thoroughly enjoyed working with Biloxi. It's a great department.
That's awesome. And we also have another guest with us. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been with the police department.
I'm Officer Stephen Kinsey. I've been with the Biloxi Police Department about 2.5 years now as well. I got hired on with Officer Muirhead. I've been in law enforcement since 2014, and Biloxi's really been great to both of us.
Got a quick question, though. What got both of y'all into law enforcement?
I believe it's something I just kind of fell into. I was a correction officer for a little while, and I think I enjoyed the patrol aspect more, getting out and dealing with the community on a daily basis. I like that more than anything. So,
yeah. I grew up playing team sports, and being in this profession of being a police officer, we are a team, and everything that we do, we have to support each other.
That's true. And with that, you have to stay in shape. I know that our physical agility challenges to get hired on in the city of Biloxi is a little bit challenging, of course, and you have to go through the academy. And I've known a number of people that have gone through academy. They go in and they come out. And I think at the graduation ceremony, one of them that I attended, they make an announcement that your loved ones are coming home. They may look a little different because they've lost weight, and they're probably going to come home hungry because they have a lot of training. But with that, I mean, that kind of goes on to part of the job, you know, things that you have to see every day. Yes, you drive around in the car, but you still have to at times go chase after suspects or stuff like that. You have to stay very active because you never know what you're going to have to endure each day. So with that, I guess, tell us a little bit about how y'all got interested in this Law Fit event.
For me, I competed the first time last year in 2017. I'd been approached by some of the guys that were interested in me doing it with them, considering I was a female and I was smaller. But as of last year, I just kind of went and competed to see how it was going to go. And this year, I mainly just competed against myself, because every year you can always do better. So, and I think the more physically active we are, the better that we can do our job as police officers, and that's very imperative.
This training, what was the most difficult of all the events? Is there anything one in particular?
It was just pulling. There's a 150-pound dummy that you have to pull, and me being as small as I am, that 150-pound dummy was pretty heavy. But other than that, all the other events are pretty fun.
You know, other than being physically tough, you have to be mentally tough as well, getting through some of these events, pushing yourself to, you know, beat your own personal records. And so when we go down there, we have to have the mental fitness as well as the physical fitness to compete with all these other great police officers across the nation.
Wow.
Well, just to give a little bit of recap about the Law Fit Challenge, it consists of a series of 6 fitness and job-related competitive events, which is a bench press, a 1-minute timed sit-up test, a sit-and-reach flexibility test, pull-up test, a 1.5-mile run, and a 200-yard agility course. Now, this event was held in Olive Branch of this year, and it was June the 7th through the 9th. Since it's a couple day events and there's only 5 6 categories, did y'all explain how y'all had to do each day? Did y'all just practice in each one of these? I mean, because you had said pulling a dummy, and that's not listed in here.
Yeah, and also, what did you prep yourself? I mean, physically and mentally, just to show up for this?
Yeah, as a team, we have gotten together. We've actually been competing, I think, for the past 5 years. This is mine and her second year doing this. But our captains, you know, Franovich and Brennan, they've been great to us, getting us together as a team and pushing us to do our best. And, of course, we get out there, you know, wake up early in the morning and, you know, practice these events. But we start off with the
You have one day as your bench press that you do, and then after that, the next day you do a series. I believe it was the pull-ups. You have your pull-ups, and then you have your sit and reach and your sit-ups all in one day. And that morning, you run your mile and a half. And then they have the next day, which is the day before the award ceremony, you do your agility course, and that usually takes all day because they can only do two officers at a time. So they just have it set out in a sequence of days, and then you just go from there.
And what does that agility course consist of?
The agility course consists of a hurdle hop that you have to do.
We start off in a police car, and it's actually supposed to simulate what we actually go through if we're pursuing a suspect. We start off in a police car, jump out of the police car, jump over a water pit, and then jump over a, I believe it's a 5-foot wall, which can be quite challenging for, you know, Officer Muirhead, who is 5 foot tall. And so, but she got over the wall. And then we have to crawl underneath, simulates barbed wire, a fence, something like that. And then we have to run upstairs. And then we have to crawl through a window, identify the suspect. And then we have to drag a 150-pound dummy. When you got Officer Muirhead, who's 110 pounds, that can be quite challenging as well. And then we do a 100-yard dash to our firearms, and then we have to shoot a target.
This sounds like, Celia, this sounds like a movie set. You know, things we've seen in motion pictures.
It sure does, and it sounds like it just kind of adds on a little bit to the training that y'all have had in the academy and here in the city of Biloxi. So that's awesome. Now, with all this said, each of you actually placed in different categories. Care to tell us a little bit about that?
So myself and Officer Megan Vasquez, this was also her first year to do the competition. We placed third overall in females as a team. We were pretty shocked. We didn't think we were going to, but we did really well. So we were surprised with it. We were very happy with ourselves.
And I was fortunate enough to come in second in the 1.5-mile run. I believe a Mississippi Wildlife and Fishery guy ended up beating me by 2 seconds. We ran our mile and a half. I ran mine in 8 minutes and 38 seconds, and he ran his in 8:36.
Well, you know, when you're in the woods, you never know what's going to sneak up, so you make sure your butt's running fast.
You got to be fast, yes, sir.
That's true. And didn't y'all get medals?
We did. We absolutely did. All three of us got a medal. He had his second place, and we both got our third place, so.
That's awesome. That's nice. Well, I congratulate y'all on competing in this and placing. Do y'all think you're going to compete next year?
Oh, yeah. We're hoping to get it down on the coast, so that would be awesome to kind of get everybody down here, and we support it since Olive Branch and Pearl have done it the last several years, so we're pretty excited about it.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Anything else you two want to add?
Oh, man.
Nope.
Thank y'all.
Thank you very much for being part of this. Thank you for everything that y'all do every single day to serve and protect this community. And congratulations on being fit police officers.
Thank you for having us here.
And a very special thank you, because we always say on our podcast that you all see mankind at its worst.
Yes.
You know, but I know you have some joy, so we really, really do thank you for your service.
We love what we do.
Thank y'all very much. And then just a recap about what is going on this weekend. Of course, we have the Saints Day event, which is tomorrow, Friday, with the golf tournament in the morning at 10 a.m. Then we have the kids event from 3 to 5 p.m. at MGM Park. And then at 6:35, the Shuckers, I'm not a very good sports person, but they first pitch, then kick off like football. They have the first pitch at 6:35, where they'll have the Saints players, Hall of Famers there signing autographs. We also have at the Orr O'Keefe Museum of Art, we're going to have they have an exhibit going on right now through August 11th. It's the Rodriguez Blue Dog, Discovering Late Works on Canvas and Metal. Now this is it's been going on, like I said, I think they started in May, but tomorrow, Friday the 15th, from 5 to 7, they're going to have a little open, free reception where Wendy Rodriguez, the wife of the late Blue Dog, Og artist, if I can speak, George Rodriguez is going to be there, and she's going to talk about the works and about his time as an artist. And again, that's at the Orr O'Keeffe Museum of Art tomorrow from 5 to 7. And as always, all of the information is listed on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Specialist for the City of Biloxi, Celia Dobbs-Walton. This is William Sackett speaking.